to Money Talks.
And you are.
Typically, you would have had the dog of the week by now.
And if you're missing that,
don't worry. It's still to come.
That's right. We're just keeping you around.
Yeah.
Just hang out, enjoy the show.
Got to be some reason to listen to the last segment, right?
That's right. There'll either be the dog of the week or a solo. One of the others. One of those.
All right,
one
I'm
of those
sure
two.
Which of you singing, but for the sake of listeners, it
Let's
won't
hope
be me.
For the dog of the week. You don't want to hear me sing.
Well, as you listen to this show, if it triggers something in your own mind, you have some questions you want answered, and you need some personal help, feel free to reach out to us at 770-429-9166. We'll be happy to put you in touch with an expert that can help you with your specific situation. But, guys, as we talk about kind of, you know, what markets are doing, pulling back, it's the end of the year, let's kind of talk about some year-end financial review, some year-end steps you should be taking from a financial planning standpoint. As we do close out 2018.
Yeah, now's the time, right? We're just a few weeks away from a new year, which is crazy to think about. So, I think what we need to do is talk about, you know, big picture. I know we kind of got into some scary situations there with Nick earlier, so let's bring it to real world. I mean, goodness gracious.
Let's look at the positive aspects of those bad
things. That's right. This is an opportunity.
The market has sold off. What does that mean? You have losses more
than likely.
That's right.
Tax loss. It's time to sell for a loss. Yes, it may hurt performance, which we talk about a lot with our clients, right? They, you know, they're in this to make money, but you know, really strategic. You want to take some losses throughout the year to offset any potential gains that we're going to have. So now's the opportunity to reevaluate your situation, take losses. You have to remember the wash sale rule, right? You don't want to purchase the security back
30 days.
So you wait 31 days before we buy back on the tax loss. So,
and typically what we recommend, if you're selling it, let's say you're selling out of XYZ healthcare stock that's sold off, right? You have a loss in it. You said, I'll recognize that. I'll take that loss, sell out of it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what do I do with the proceeds?
Right.
So you have options. I mean, you could sit in cash if you wanted to, or you can buy a sector ETF. And what you'll do then is it's only a small portion of that ETF. You still have exposure to that security, and you're benefiting of if that sector as a whole performs well in the 30 days that you're on the sidelines, you get to participate in the upside there. Obviously, it could go down as well. Or you could just put it in an index fund like SPY, you know, an S&P 500 fund. So the money's still in the market. It's just in something that's substantially different. So for tax purposes, you can sell that security at a loss, reinvest the proceeds in something. And then, like you said, in 30 days, we can sell out of whatever that placeholder was and enter back into that original XYZ healthcare.
And it's not that we don't like whatever the security is potentially that we sold. It's just a tactical rebalance to make sure we're taking advantage of the loss. Now, that's if you own the actual individual common stock. What about mutual funds? So if you own mutual funds, there's going to be a taxable distribution, I would imagine.
Yep. And from the mutual fund, recognizing gains throughout the year, things like that. And it can be substantial in a lot of cases.
Yeah. So you want to look at, you know, a couple things. You know, are you reinvesting into the security? So if you have mutual funds, the net asset value every day, if you're having those, you know, bought back, or if you're having dividends paid to cash, that's going to make kind of a difference, right?
Because
they can pay in either cash or back into the fund,
right,
that mutual fund.
So let's see what the difference is here. The tax benefit is if you don't reinvest, is that let's say I have a mutual fund with a net asset value of $10, right? It pays a 10% distribution, so I get a dollar in cash. At that point, the net asset value of that mutual fund is $9.
$9, yeah.
If my cost was, let's say, $9.50, I now have a loss. In all reality, I got that dollar back.
Right.
I got 50 cents more than I initially put in. But for tax purposes, if you didn't reinvest that back into the security, you can then sell that mutual fund, leave it gone for 30 days, and go back and buy it after that 30-day period. You're back in it, and you've realized a loss that in all reality, on a total return basis,
it wasn't necessarily a loss. Yeah.
And be watchful of those things, because those distributions can hit you and cause some tax headaches. So what you can do is look at the mutual funds that you have. You know, be aware, do you have it set for dividend reinvestment?
Yep.
If you do, maybe you want to change that. At least look at the fund website. There'll be a document listed on the website somewhere that'll say their estimated distribution. So at least you know in your head what you can expect in the form of a distribution and how that's going to affect your tax
Absolutely.
Situation.
And we like here, we like, you know, planning purposes, we like distributions to pay to cash anyway. So obviously we don't really, you know, dividend reinvest, you know, have it pay to cash. Once you have cash, one, if there's a tax liability and you, if maybe you don't have the money to sell a mutual fund because of their, you know, if you have to sell and there's a large commission, you know, some of these mutual funds charge $50 to get out of it. If it's not worth it, you guys got to do the math. If it's not worth it, then at least if it pays in cash, you can use that cash to either pay taxes or move into something else. You can buy a different security to help with the allocation.
Yeah, that's a great point because there are funds that do have back end loads.
Yep.
So maybe you owe 5% when you sell it.
When you sell it.
A lot of those kind of diminish over time depending on how long you've owned it. But all things to be mindful of.
Yeah, definitely make sure if it's mutual funds, you're looking at that. Something else, required minimum distribution. So obviously December 31st, if you have inherited IRAs, if you have any traditional IRAs, if there's a distribution coming from that account, you want to make sure that distribution is taken in full. There's a 50% tax if you don't pull that money out of the IRA. So that is pretty severe. So review the
money away.
Review those distributions. I know for our clients, we're definitely on top of that pretty big.
Yeah, and you know, last week we talked a lot about tax implications and kind of end of year tax moves. Mm-hmm. So we won't get too much into that, but there's plenty of other financial planning related topics to cover at the end of the year. It's the end of the year, start of a new year.
Yeah.
Review your estate plans, right?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Perfect time. Beneficiary designations, it's always, we always just, you know, harp on this. If it's been a couple years since you've had an estate plan review, if you've had any additions to the family, if you've had any deaths, obviously, mm-hmm. you're going to want to make sure that we're always reviewing the estate plan. Make sure your document's in order. Make sure your beneficiaries are in order. It's a new year. It's start to, you know, what can we do this year to help for next year as well? Yeah, absolutely.
Now, what about end of year retirement contributions?
We've got your tax deadline. Generally, you can have your retirement, IRAs, Roth IRAs. You've got, you know, until your tax deadline to make those. But $5,500 is the contribution limit for 2018. If you're 50 years and older, you get another $1,000. So up to $6,500 for 2018, and you have till the tax deadline. So generally speaking, you're going to have till April to make that prior year contribution. But if you're sitting on the cash, the market's pulled back. If you're sitting on cash in your checking or savings account, go ahead and make that contribution now. You can put that money to work for you in growth investments since there's already been a pullback. You know, it's a nice opportunity to again, use Sure. that cash to your advantage. It's not getting anything in your savings account.
And that makes me think about something else. Our producer Kelly Lynn talked about Roth conversions. Good,
right.
good time to do that. Maybe if you have some losses, if you've sold for tax loss, right? So let's say you have that Roth conversion
and you have taxes
due at that point,
yeah.
right?
So you have, if you take enough losses, you've got enough losses that you've got, you know, maybe a carry forward, right? You can carry forward so much, $3,000 a year going forward, right? So you got too many losses. Maybe you want to do a backdoor Roth, meaning you make an IRA contribution to a traditional IRA, and then you quickly move that cash back over to a Roth IRA. You're going to have to pay the tax on that contribution. So that $6,000 is now a taxable, the $5,500 or the $6,500 contribution is going to be taxed as a conversion. So, you know, if you've got some carry forwards, well, that $3,000 just used itself to offset some of the gains or the tax liability that you're going to have. So some of that strategic planning where maybe your assets, your contribution limit is too high, you can't make that Roth contribution, but this is a way to do that. You can make a non-deductible IRA contribution, use some of the losses somewhere else to offset some taxes. So definitely some planning considerations all over the board here.
Yeah, and you know, it's something we talk about frequently, and it's not as filler. It's because it's important. It's the year end, but rebalancing your portfolio, especially considering what you've seen. Had you rebalanced your portfolio midway through the year, the sell off in tech wouldn't have hurt quite as much. You'd be back in line. So you know, it's still not too late. Keep an eye on your portfolios,
right,
especially as you head into the end of the year. And, you know, make changes where necessary. If you are managing your own portfolio or you just have index funds, hopefully whoever's – maybe it's a robo-advisor, they should be doing that for you automatically. But, you know, if you manage your own portfolio, whether it's your 401k, go on there and click the rebalance button. It's simple.
It is
simple, and it can add a lot of value to your portfolio.
Yeah, you've got to rebalance, and I know we harp on it, like you said. I mean, but it's so important to continue to think about, you know, what were the returns last year in the IT sector? 32% or something like that. I mean,
high,
it was
high 20s. Yeah.
So, you know, so what? You paid 10%. You were up 32%. You paid, now you're going to be down, you know, a little bit less. So you definitely have to keep these every, you know, when there's a pullback, it's just a different opportunity for a different sector.
DJ, you're sounding like you work in research. Don't let the test.
I know. I'm sorry.
Wag the investment dog.
I'm telling
all the,
you.
All the time, we will make a portfolio change. Nobody wants to sell something because there's been appreciation. But what do you want to do? You want to hold it until, you know, it falls back down to where you bought it. Then you don't have a tax situation, but you've given
away all the gains. You could have had, yeah. It's, and we have this conversation on a daily basis with our clients. Clients want to make money.
Yeah.
Clients do not want to pay taxes. So they
and
will,
I get and, it.
And we
I
have
get
the,
it.
I get it too. I get it. But
it doesn't work.
If you're in it to make money, I'd rather pay 10% than lose 32% on the profit. You
and
know?
That's why you can use
you
situations
play the game.
Like this to offset some of that.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
Use these losses you're harvesting and sell some of the stuff that you should have sold a long time ago with huge gains.
Yeah.
You know, you can minimize some of that. Well, guys, you know, I think it's another good time to take a break. What we'll do is we'll come back and do one of my favorite segments, take some listener questions.
Here we go.
You're listening to Money Talks. We'll be right back.
All material presented is compiled from sources believed to be reliable and current, but accuracy cannot be guaranteed. The contents are intended for general information purposes only. Information provided should not be the sole basis in making any decisions and is not intended to replace the advice of a qualified professional, such as a tax consultant, insurance advisor, or attorney. Although this material is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with respect to the subject matter, it may not apply in all situations. This is not to be construed as an offer to buy or sell any financial instruments. It is not our intention to state, indicate, or imply in any manner that current or past results are indicative of future profitability or expectations. Portfolio holdings discussed are subject to change. There is no guarantee that in the future these securities will be held in Hensler accounts. As with all investments, there are associated inherent risks. Please obtain and review all financial material carefully before investing. Hensler is not licensed to offer or sell insurance products. This overview is not to be construed as an offer to purchase any insurance products.